You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, currently in Perth, Western Australia. Another medical breakthrough now, this time in the form of a treatment for osteoporosis. Professor Minghao Zheng from the University of Western Australia is leading a research project that began with a walk on the beach when he kicked a dried-up piece of sea sponge. He immediately noticed how much its porous structure looked just like human bone, and he's now created sea sponge implants that are undergoing trials in animals, as he explained to Victoria Gill.
These sea sponge powder, once implanted into a pouch of muscle, we can see inside of the muscle, they induce the sea sponge to become bone tissues. So they tell us that these sea sponges have osteoconductivity to actually attract stem cells to form bone tissues.
So it's actually forming bone tissue in the animal's body that would never grow bone.
Exactly, yeah. So that is what we can use, because this scientific experiment proved that the sea sponges may able to use in patients for the induction of bone formations.
We're looking now at a piece of the sea sponge, and this is actually the same species that you kicked up on the beach in Margaret River. So what did you notice about it that inspired your research?
The first thing I noticed about is what I kicked away was probably a piece of the animal bone that left by the dog. But after I look at it, I said, no, this is a sea sponge. I said, how come the sea sponge look like animal bone? But the more I look at it, this is not an animal bone, it's a sea sponge. So I analyzed them and found that these sea sponges, first of all, their morphology is almost identical to a normal bone tissue. And secondly, when we analyze these sea sponges contain collagen. And we found that collagen is very conservative through the evolution. So for another word, is that what we see of collagen sea sponges probably very much identical from the collagen that we see in human. So as a result, this inspired me that these sea sponges may be biocomparable, may be able to be implanted into the human tissue.
And it's this very porous structure that you can see, these tiny little holes in it, that made you think of that bone scaffold, is it?
Yeah, it's like all these tiny little holes, and all these holes are connected to each other. It's very much like what we see in human bone tissues.
And we've also got, you've brought some of the paste along. So in this dish here, what do we have?
So we took this sea sponge and then processing in the lab and make this become a sea sponge paste. And we now do this paste implant into an animal to examine their osteoconductivity. And some of the study found that this sea sponge paste can induce bone formations in the muscles.
And osteoconductivity, so that means causing bone to grow, inducing bone to grow.
Yeah.
So it looks a bit, little bit like wallpaper paste. It's peach and it sort of has these fine granules in it. It's got a rather sort of sticky, kind of claggy consistency. What exactly is in there?
Well, what we do is that we process this by, the key is to actually remove all the DNA in the cells from the sea sponge, and then we just preserve the collagen component and some of the mineral components, and then we mix with some of the chemicals to actually make like a paste-like structure that we can make a different shape that according to the shape of the bone, then to the implant.
The implant could be shaped for the fracture, for the damage, for the specific bone that you're using it for.
Yeah. Sometimes we can put it as like a strip, or just put it as a solid bone, or make it as injectable. Yeah.
So from a simple walk on the beach to this, which could be used in human clinical trials, within how long do you think before this comes into the clinic?
I guess at the moment the key is that we have to finalize a so-called agriculture good manufacture practice to ensure that the starting material of sea sponge is not sea sponge that I pick up from the beach. It's actually a sea sponge that goes through a quality control production, and then we can use in the patient. And this is why it's holding me for so long. But I hope for the next 2 or 3 years, we hope that with a potential partner, we'll be able to translating this idea into patient use.
So you'll get your steady supply of sea sponge and then hopefully get this into the clinic, and it will be able to help heal some very, very problematic fractures.
Absolutely.
Minghao Zhang from the University of Western Australia. You're listening to The Naked Scientists. I'm Chris Smith.